Being a busy working mom can be exhausting, but today on the Get Shit Done podcast, I'm going to share with you an energy toolkit that can help you stay focused, energized, and get shit done during your busy working mom life.
Kids, teacher of students with special needs, and a health and productivity buff. And this is the Get Shit Done podcast, where I help busy moms learn to get shit done in their lives through everyday, tangible productivity tips and tricks that'll be sure to help you get shit done. Whether you're a busy working mom inside or outside the home, I'll share my how-tos and my step-by-step strategies you need to prioritize what's important in your life and create the energy you need to follow through. Now, grab your earbuds and join me for a mom chat while you're doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or exercising with your kids. And let's get shit done together.
Hey friends, welcome to this week's episode of the Get Shit Done podcast. Today, I'm going to give you a quick little rundown of an energy toolkit that you can use as a busy working mom to help you to just prioritize energy in your life. You know, there are ways that we can harness this little bit of energy that we have to use to our advantage. I'm talking about that in the Moms Get Shit Done Club this month, but I wanted to bring a little bit of that and filter it over here to you so that you can hear just a few of the things that we're chatting about there. But one of these things is just knowing what we have in our back pocket to help us to support the energy that we do have. And I call it an energy toolkit because when something like this is brought to your attention, the forefront of your mind, it's easier to, you know, think about it, use it, reframe it, put it into action. So it's one of these things. None of this is mind-blowing stuff, but once it's like you're reminded, you're able to reach in and pull it out when you need to. Okay, the first tool that you have as a busy working mom in your toolkit is a simple, doable way to get your shit together each morning. So you may call that a morning routine. I call that a way to just feel more in control of my day. And side note, doesn't always have to be in the morning. It's just a way to focus your intentions and priorities for the day. I teach this little get your shit together 5-minute system to the moms in the club. And it's a quick way to just, you know, like I said, get your priorities straight. So that really does just take a few minutes. You're going to choose your top 3 priorities. You're going to think about those priorities, where you can block plan them in your day. And if you have the ability to think about, you know, your best use of your energy that day and how you can do that, that's really great too, because it's really going to help you to follow through. So having a quick planning system in the morning that really helps you to feel in control, whatever that works and looks like for you. Some people use their calendar on their phone. Other people use, a planner. I use the Get Shit Done planner. All of those ways, whatever feels good to you, because you know what that feels like, do that. Give yourself the 5 minutes you need when you get to work in the morning or when you have your break or as soon as you wake up, whatever that looks like, to help you feel in alignment and be ready for your day. That's going to lead you. It's going to help you to use your energy smarter, and it's going to propel you into your day feeling in control. The next tool that you have in your toolkit to support energy for you as a busy working mom is seeking out the sun. If you have the opportunity to sit in the sun, put your face in it, walk in it, breathe in that fresh air, that's going to really light your brain up and help to produce those chemicals that really do, you know, encourage energy. And, you know, sometimes it's just sitting in front of a window, taking a few minutes, and walking from your car to work and just like really being intentional about that. But it does send signals to your brain to, you know, make the energy that we need. So it's really important to seek it out if you can. I actually have a few ways that I artificially do it in the winter. We have dark, cold winter months here. So I have one of these lamps. I just got it on Amazon for like $40. It's a sunrise lamp. It actually slowly wakes you up in the morning with the sunrise. And it's not a harsh light, but it really just does trick your brain that way. I've loved it this winter. It's been super helpful. Vitamin B and vitamin D also help with that. And I have a ring light that I sit in front of while I'm doing my work in the morning to kind of just, you know, trick my brain a little bit while I'm doing my exercise as well. So all those little things are helpful. That sunlight can really make a difference in your day. Okay, one of the things I've been talking more about this month in the Moms Get Shit Done Club is really about capacity and the capacity we have in our lives, in our brains, to do things. And how much capacity do we have left in our day to get these tasks done? Or basically the amount of thought and mental energy you have to put towards things. And so that's something that really can be looked at in ourselves. But then we can look at what boundaries can we put in place to help protect that capacity, or to make tasks something that are doable with the amount of capacity we have left. So I want you, for your little tool in your energy toolkit, to think about what boundaries you can put in place for yourself. Maybe it's turning your phone off a little bit before bed, or it's, you know, one of the things I've been doing is limiting my social media and putting my phone on do not disturb. So I'm not like reaching for that constantly, because I find that drains my mental capacity, especially if I feel like I'm kind of in that lower energy state anyway. So little things like that can really make a huge difference, but it's one of those things to look at in our day and see where we can maybe add some of those things in to help alleviate some of the drainage of the energy out of our brain. Okay, so this next one I know is dependent on everybody, but finding times to lean into rest. Rest can be a lot of different things. Rest is what your body needs to feel a little bit of a recharge. And it's also a little bit of a training our brain. I know some people are like, I don't nap. That's okay. I'm a napper over here. I'm happy to lay down and close my eyes for 15 minutes. It has to be before a certain point of the day or I won't sleep at night. But I really do thrive on that. Some people don't like it at all. But what, ask yourself this question, what is that thing that helps you to feel a little bit more rested and recharged in the middle of your day? That can look like a lot of things. Another thing I do is lay down with a podcast and just listen to an audiobook or a podcast for a few minutes in a quiet room. I have a cup of tea in the quiet. I use my noise dampening earbuds that I got off Amazon, my Loop earbuds, around my house all the time. And that really helps to rest my brain a little bit. You know, I am overstimulated all day by a lot of noise from kids at school. And so when I get home and I also come home to that, I find that really challenging and really triggering. So some of those things, it's really an easy thing. I've noticed that my reaction to my kids is so much easier. And that little bit of rest for my brain is super helpful in recharging. So using maybe a little nap, or if you're able to just sit in a quiet room for a few minutes, that's really helpful too. All those little tips and tricks throughout your day during a low energy time can help you to be more efficient during that higher energy time and those natural boosts. The next and last tool I have for your toolkit is to move your body. You know, this is something I talk about often. I have lots of podcasts on this, by the way, just on how we can do this as busy working moms. Because, you know, the reality of us going to the gym every day for an hour and working out hard is, one, not necessarily great for our body and our hormones and an alignment for everything energy related, but not reality, right? So looking at ways you can up your heart rate for short periods of time throughout the day is going to be one of those ways that you can up your energy. Upping our heart rate helps us to be 72% more productive in our day. So if we think about it like that, you know, there's some energy and patience we may need for the evening or different parts of our day. So I tend to move my body in the morning, and then I'll get out for a walk at lunch, which helps to get the sunlight and all of that stuff, so I can push through that afternoon slump. And then if I get a chance after work, I like to walk the dog, just a quick walk around the block, nothing strenuous, but it really does help with that decompression, boosting that energy, creating those patience, and, you know, upping the heart rate helps me to be more productive in the day. So if you can find some time to move your body, that's really going to help. And a lot of times it's just with our kids. You know, you can go out and play with them, take them for a walk, listen to that murder podcast. That's one of my faves. Throwing on the music in the kitchen and dancing, whatever that looks like for you. But it's one of those things that being intentional with can help so much in creating energy. So I hope that this little tidbit this week with this toolkit is helpful for you. Again, just to keep it from the forefront of your mind to really help understand how we can use our energy to our advantage. And that is our theme in the club this month, working smarter and not harder. With our energy. And I gave a podcast training on that, specifically how we can do that as busy working moms over there in the club. You get an extra podcast, exclusive podcast for members of the club over there. So all the information in the show notes here, if you're interested in checking out what we have going on over there. But keep some of these in the forefront of your mind for when you need it. And I hope that these were really helpful. What's predictable is preventable. We know we don't have enough energy. We're not going to get it from sleep. So let's think of some other ways that we can use, we can hack this energy for ourselves as busy working moms. Hope you have a lovely week ahead. Take care.
Well, that's it for me today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit.